Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. My name is Kennedy Shear, and thank you so much for joining us. Today, we have a great word for you. If this ministry has changed your life, will you let us know? Send us an email to story@gutschurch.com.
Welcome to the best place in the world that you could be right now. I'll tell you, I've had the honor of spending a couple days now with Denny Duran and Ricardo and Gustavo, and I've been a Christian 40 years. I won't look at life like the way I have again. I'm expectant about tonight for you. You're not going to leave here the way you came in. I believe God's going to touch your heart. Man, he gave a word to my kids today, and every one of them are scratching their head thinking, okay, I don't know what. And the great thing about this is all this is going to do, it's going to ignite something that's going to come into your life. You're not going to have to go and scratch and claw and try to get it. This is going to open a door for you in your life that's going to change everything. Are you ready for that? Will you help me welcome Gustavo and Ricardo to the stage tonight? From Bogota, Colombia, and from El Salvador.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Al tamaño de tu aplauso será tu milagro.
At the level of your applause will be your miracle.
Al tamaño de tu grito de alabanza será tu victoria.
At the level of your shout of worship will be your victory.
Por ahí hay una unción muy fuerte.
There is a strong anointing over there.
Creo que es por estos lados.
I think it's around here.
Por allá no hay, pero por aquí.
Not there, but maybe here.
Tú tienes que aprender esto.
You need to learn this.
Siempre debes poner una demanda profética.
You always have to have a prophetic demand in you.
Por ejemplo, cuando uno viene a la iglesia,
for example, when you come to church,
tú dices, Señor, yo quiero que hoy sanes mi vida.
You say, Lord, I want you to heal my life.
Yo quiero, Señor, que me hables.
I want you to speak to me, Lord.
Entonces, cuando el profeta viene,
so when the prophet comes,
saca las antenas.
He takes his antenna out.
Y entonces comienza a decir, ¿cuál es la demanda que hay?
And he starts saying, where is the prophetic demand in the place?
Y empieza uno a recibir cosas.
And so I start receiving things.
Sushi. Por ejemplo.
Something like that.
Sauchi.
Can we have a piece of paper and a Sharpie?
Sochi.
Sochi.
I don't know. Como de sushi.
Like sushi.
No sé, creo que es así.
Maybe something like this.
Shoes. Por ejemplo, eso puede ser algo ahí, un invento.
That's an example, for example.
Robert Kimberly Robert, the last night I am feeling my spirit. Robertson.
Like last night, you know, that name came to my mind, Robertson, and someone was here, right? Kimberly Robertson.
Ven acá.
Come here.
Hoy vas a entrar a una nueva dimensión.
Today you're going to enter into a new dimension.
Vas a entrar a una dimensión profética.
You're going to enter into a prophetic dimension.
Hay un sueño en tu espíritu.
There is a dream in your spirit.
Y hoy eres libre, sano y bendecido.
And you are healed, you are free, and you are blessed tonight.
Hoy.
Today.
O sea, hasta hoy el problema estuvo en tu vida.
So the problem was in your life until today.
Hasta hoy.
Until today.
Tu casa va a ser bendecida.
Your house will be blessed.
Tu vida va a ser bendecida.
Your life will be blessed.
Tu casa va a ser prosperada.
Your house will be prosper.
Abrázalo.
Joel, hug him, please.
Ese es su amigo.
This is your brother.
Ese es la persona que puede ser un bastón
your
para
friend,
él.
He can be your help.
Nadie lo va a destruir.
Nobody will destroy you.
El enemigo ha atacado tu casa
the
desde
enemy
tu niñez.
Wanted to attack your house.
Pero no ha podido.
But he was not able to do it.
A los 8 años.
When you were 8 years old.
Pasaste por una situación difícil.
You went through a hard situation.
Vi en la calle.
I saw you in the streets.
Y Dios te sacó de la cautividad.
And God took you out of captivity.
Tengo dos noticias.
And I have two news.
Una para ti.
One for you.
Otra para ti.
And one for you.
Y parecen iguales.
And it looks like the same thing.
Por favor, vas a mirar el récord legal y desaparecerá todo.
Please go and check your legal record and everything will be gone. It won't be no bad record for both of you.
Ellos. Habrá un milagro hoy.
There will be miracles today.
Top. T-O-D.
T-O-D, Todd.
¿Cómo se pronuncia?
Todd.
Touch it. Where? Touch. Alguien necesita aplaudir al rey.
Somebody needs to worship God.
Él vino anoche.
Did you came last night?
Yes, sir. I came yesterday.
Ayer vino, sí.
Did you order for him?
Did we pray for you?
No. ¿Con quién vino?
Who else is with you?
My wife.
Is she here?
Yes.
Can you come?
Estoy viendo algo que tiene que ver como con construcciones.
I see something related with construction.
¿Ah?
Yes, I'm in construction.
Yo no sé nada. Yo lo que sé,
what I know,
es que tengo una buena noticia.
Is that I have good news for you.
Tu casa va a ser bendecida y restaurada.
Your house will be blessed and restored.
Tus hijos me servirán.
Your children will serve me.
Serán un instrumento de bendición.
There will be a tool of blessing in my hands.
Y estoy sanándote.
And I am healing you.
Sanando tu cuerpo.
I am healing your body.
Estoy sanando tus huesos. Estoy viendo algo en tu columna.
I am healing your bones. I see something in your back.
Yo estoy sanándote.
And I am healing you.
Y ahora bien. Mira hacia el frente.
Look in front.
Más hacia el frente.
Look in front.
Pon tu mano en el lugar donde tú quieres un milagro.
Put your hand, whatever you need a miracle, in your body. And he's doing the same thing. He's not looking at him.
Ya está tu milagro.
The miracle, it's done.
Wow. Shatarabaraba. Estoy calentando.
This is just, you know, we're getting it. We're getting it. We're warming up.
Huh? I have no pain.
No tiene dolor.
Se fue.
It's gone. It's gone.
Hay sanidad de Dios para
ti. There is healing of God for you.
Su primer nombre es el nombre que escribió ahí.
¿Cómo?
El primer nombre de él es el nombre que escribió. Is that your first name?
It's my last name.
Your last name.
What?
That's his last name. Yeah.
Ese. Hey. Shush.
Don't leave.
Tengo que castigarlo, o sea, porque no pone cuidado.
I need to punish you because you don't pay attention.
Vas a preparar la mejor ofrenda para el proyecto que tiene tu pastor.
You're gonna get ready. You're gonna prepare the best offering for the project that pastor has.
Vas a dar.
You will give. You will give. Give.
Hoy.
Today.
Y estoy viendo el mes de marzo.
And I see the month of March.
Y el mes de agosto.
And the month of August.
Hay un cumpleaños.
There is like a birthday.
Acércate.
Come here. Come closer.
My youngest son, March.
Y estoy declarando en marzo. Estoy viendo meses.
So I see months.
¿Quién cumple años en marzo?
Whose birthday is in March?
Zachary, our son.
El hijo.
Alguien está agarrando un palabra. Alguien está sucediendo milagros en esta hora.
Miracles are happening right now, right here as well.
Who is Danny? Danny.
Danny.
Y sí, tiene que ver contigo.
It's related with you.
Y hay un negocio que Dios te va a entregar, un negocio muy grande.
And there is a business that God is going to give to you. It's something very big.
Vas a quedar sorprendido.
And you will be surprised.
Esta profecía vale un dinero, pero no.
And this prophecy is worth a lot of money. I don't know if I need to give it to you.
¿La quieres?
Do you want it?
Ah.
Yes.
¿Alguien la quiere?
Somebody wants a prophecy.
Ve y agarra a alguien que tú no conozcas. Ve por allá y trae a alguien.
Go bring me someone from the crowd, someone that you don't know. Go. Bring someone.
Que no conozcas.
Someone that you don't know.
¿Tú hablas español?
You speak Spanish.
¿Tú hablas español?
Habla español, sí. Yes.
Yo sabía que tú hablabas español.
I knew you spoke Spanish.
Hay algo en octubre.
There is something in the month of October.
Se abre una puerta poderosa para ti.
A powerful door will be open for you.
Te estoy profetizando para el futuro.
I am prophesying for your future right now.
Te voy a decir algo.
Because I'm going to tell you something.
5 años de pérdida se terminan hoy.
For 5 years you've been losing, but that will stop today.
Hoy.
Today.
5 años.
5 years.
Pregúntale cuándo cumple años porque tiene que ver algo con él.
When is your birthday? Abril.
Y hay una señora que está siendo sana en tu casa en este momento.
There is a lady that has been healed in your home right now.
¿Con quién vienes hoy?
Who else is with you?
Tráeme tu esposa.
Bring your
veo
wife.
Un niño pequeño también.
I see a little boy.
Veo un pequeño. Ah,
who is that? Oh, it's right here.
Alguien necesita aplaudir.
Somebody
ahí.
Needs to worship God.
Hay algo. Yo dije qué mes. Yo dije qué mes.
What month did we say? April. Abril.
No, pero yo dije algo de. Octubre.
I said October, yes.
Él me dijo que cumpleaños en octubre.
So his birthday is in October.
Pero escúchame esto.
But listen to this.
Dame un número que se te ocurra.
Give me a number. The first one that comes to your
Vamos
mind.
A profetizar.
A number,
five.
A number.
Five.
Cinco.
Cinco. Hay un cinco muy fuerte. Cinco años lleva este five. Luchando. Cinco años llevas tú luchando.
Five years he's been fighting. 5 years you've been fighting.
Tiene que ver con construcción también. Dios te abre una
And
puerta.
I see something related with construction as well.
Tú trabajas en construcción.
You work in construction. He works in construction.
Tú haces reparaciones. Estoy viendo.
I see you repairing things.
Drywall.
Like drywall.
No sé qué decir drywall o conexiones. Y Dios te va a abrir una puerta.
And God is going to open a door for you.
Y todas las lágrimas que tú has derramado.
And all the tears that you've been crying.
Se termina.
It's over. I see papers.
Estoy veo una corte.
I see a court. I see court. Like you're gonna go to a court. You're gonna sign some papers.
Y va a ser algo poderoso lo que Dios va a hacer.
And it's gonna be something powerful what God is gonna do.
Tengo una buena noticia.
And I have good news for you.
Año 2020.
The year 2020.
Será el año de tu legalidad y de tu bendición.
Will be the year that you will be legalized in this country.
Todas las lágrimas que tú has derramado.
All the tears are you.
Veo un Santiago también.
I see a Santiago.
¿Cuántos años tiene tu hijo menor?
How old is your youngest boy?
18. Levanta la mano. Bonito nombre. Bella.
Bella, that's a beautiful name.
¿Ah?
¿Levantó la mano?
No, no sé, pues sí.
Do I need to raise my hand? No, I don't know.
¿Cómo se dice bella en inglés?
Beautiful. Bella is beautiful. So the name Bella means beautiful.
Entonces levante Bella la mano.
So raise your hands, Bella.
Pon tu mano en el vientre de ella.
Put your hand on her womb.
Hay sanidad para ti.
There is healing for you.
Hay sanidad para ti.
Healing for you.
Shata rabarababa shata. Cierra tus ojos. Escucha, Julio. Escucha.
Listen, Julio.
Tienes un sueño.
You have a dream.
De tener una compañía.
Of owning your own company.
Una empresa.
Having your own business.
Y la unción que hay en él.
And the anointing that is in him.
Viene sobre ti.
It's coming over your life.
Recíbalo.
Receive it.
No me vayas a quitar el puesto.
I feel like I'm going to lose my job, he says that, now that he prayed for him.
Pégate a ese hombre. Anda con él.
Be always beside your pastor. Walk with him. Be close with him.
Dios está aquí.
God is here.
Dios está aquí hoy y está sanando personas en este lugar.
God is here and he's healing people in this place.
Estoy viendo sanidades en este momento.
I see healing right here.
¿Con quién estás?
Who else is with you? ¿Estás sola?
No hay nadie de tu casa.
Nobody else came with you? No.
Just my friends.
Mis amigos.
¿Y tú con quién vienes?
Who else is with you?
Amiga,
solo yo.
Hoy hay sanidad.
There is healing.
Please, la gente de adoración.
We need the worship team here, if it's possible. Thank you.
Dice el Señor.
And God says,
llevas tres años.
For 3 years,
en una lucha en tu casa.
You've been fighting. There's a fight in your house.
Me dice el Señor.
And God tells me,
yo soy tu padre.
I am your father.
Nadie te va a herir.
Nobody will hurt you anymore.
Yo soy tu padre.
I am your father.
Estoy levantando tu vida.
I am raising up your
Todas
life.
Tus lágrimas.
All your tears.
Estoy quitando.
I'm taking away all your tears. I'm changing.
De dolor a
those
alegría.
Tears of pain to tears of joy.
Casi no viene hoy.
She almost couldn't make it tonight.
Dios la trajo
but God brought her here.
Su presencia está
His aquí. Presence is here.
Sírveme de madre.
Please be a mother for her for a couple of minutes. Hug her.
Su presencia
His presence is here.
Yo soy el que te toma de la mano.
I am the one that is holding your hand.
Yo soy tu amigo, tu novio,
I am your friend, your boyfriend.
Yo no te he dejado.
I never left you.
Mi mano está sobre ti.
My hand is all over your life.
Todo poder de hechicería se rompe hoy.
Every power of witchcraft, it's gone today.
Wow. ¿Está asistiendo aquí a la iglesia?
Is this your church? Are you coming to church?
¿Y tú eres líder de ella?
Are you a leader here in the church? Ella es líder en otro campus.
Hay un llamado muy grande en tu vida.
En el campus otro, o sea, otro edificio de la misma iglesia.
Hay un llamado muy grande.
But there is a strong call over your life.
Demasiado grande.
Something big.
Estoy viendo muchos jóvenes contigo.
I see a lot of youth with you.
¿Ustedes están con ellos?
Are you the pastor, the campus pastor? Ellos son los pastores del campus.
No sé por qué escucho algo también como Johnson.
I hear also the name of Johnson.
Y son líderes también.
And they're leaders also.
Johnson.
Are those leaders in your church?
¿Y está en tu campo?
Are they in your campus? He's asking. Yes. Are they here? Uh-huh. Son líderes en el campus de ellos.
¿De ellos?
Sí.
Johnson. Son líderes allá.
So those are your leaders right there? Yeah.
El enemigo ha querido atacar la casa de ustedes.
The enemy wanted to attack your house.
Ha querido dividirlos.
And he wanted to divide you.
Pídele perdón a tu esposa.
Ask her for forgiveness.
You forgive me.
Yes. Dile perdóname.
Tell him forgive me.
Yes.
Abrázala.
Hug her.
A partir de hoy.
From now on.
Hay una bendición para ustedes.
There is a blessing for both of you.
Será siete veces más.
And it will be seven times more.
Ah!
More.
Es Hacha, Chasa, Chas, Hacha, Sacha, Hashley. Ashley?
I'm Ashley.
No es fácil esto.
This is not easy.
Por eso no hay muchos profetas.
That's why there are not too many prophets.
Wow. Voy a hacer algo y quiero que tú me ayudes, Pastor Bill.
I'm going to do something and I need your help, Pastor Bill.
Tráeme aceite, por favor.
Bring me some oil.
Aceite de carro o de avión.
It could be, no, no, no. We won't say that.
Úngela.
Anoint her.
Se desata una unción.
An anointing has been released.
Fuego. Receive the Holy Spirit in your life. Wow. La gloria es para Dios.
The glory is to God.
Aplaudale.
Glory to God.
Aplaudale.
Glory to God.
Aplaudale.
Glory to God.
Hay sanidad para ti hoy.
There is healing for you.
Hay sanidad para ti
There
hoy.
Is healing for you today.
Hay sanidad para ti
There
hoy.
Is healing for you today.
Hay sanidad para ti
healing
hoy.
Healing for you.
Hay bendición para ti
Blessings
hoy.
Blessings for you.
Hoy hay un milagro.
There is a miracle.
Hoy hay un milagro
a
para
miracle
tu casa.
For your house.
Tú que me estás viendo por el canal
you
de televisión.
That are watching through TV right
Dios
now.
Va a hacer milagros en tu vida.
God is making miracles in your life as
Dios
well.
Va a hacer milagros en tu casa.
God is doing something, miracles in your house.
Dios va a hacer milagros en tu ministerio.
God is doing miracles in your ministry.
Dios va a hacer milagros en tu casa.
God will is making miracles in your house.
Dios va a hacer milagros
God
en tu
is
casa.
Going to do miracles in your house.
Dios va a hacer milagros en tu
God
vida.
God is going to do miracles in your house.
Adóralo, adóralo.
Worship him, worship him, worship him.
Aleluya.
Hallelujah.
Levanta tus manos y adórale.
Raise your hands and worship him.
Levanta tus manos y
Raise
adórale.
Your hands and worship him.
Oh, gloria.
Glory. You know that song, Hallelujah?
Es un fuego.
Hallelujah.
Es un fuego.
It's a fire.
Shato Romeshet. El Espíritu de Dios está aquí.
The Spirit of God is here.
El Espíritu de Dios está aquí.
The Spirit of God is here.
Si tú lo adoras.
If you worship him.
Si tú levantas tus manos.
If you raise your hands.
Él está aquí hoy.
He is here tonight.
Cristo viene.
He is here.
Cristo viene.
And he's coming back.
Su presencia está aquí.
His presence is here.
Shatorro barababa shatarabara. Suelta la lengua, suelta
Come on, speak in tongues. Speak in
tongues. Suelta la lengua.
Speak in tongues. Loose your tongues. I'll see you do it again. You made a way where there was no way. And I believe I'll see you do it again.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lift your hands and your voices and sing.
Let's fill this place with worship.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on, sing it.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we bless you.
Lord, we bless you.
Lord, we bless you.
Lord, we bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God
tells me,
ella fue un milagro.
She was a miracle.
Y ella me servirá.
And she will serve me.
Ella será una profeta.
She will be a prophet.
Y será una gran empresaria.
And she will be a great businesswoman.
Gran empresaria.
A great businesswoman.
Y yo traje alegría para ella.
And I brought joy with her for both of
you. Sobre tu casa.
And I brought joy over your house.
Hay también escucho algo como rep. Rebecca, Stephanie,
and I heard Stephanie, Susan, Rebecca, Susan.
Y me dice el Señor,
and God says today,
mi mano está sobre
my tú. Hand is all over your lives.
Hallelujah.
Let's worship. Let's worship.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's worship Him.
Hallelujah.
Levanta tus manos a los cielos.
Raise your hands to heaven.
Quiero declarar esta palabra.
I want to declare today this word.
Quiero que mientras yo estoy predicando,
and I want you while I'm preaching,
el Señor esté sanando enfermos.
A God is going to be healing some sick people in this place.
Quiero que mientras yo estoy predicando,
while I'm preaching,
el reino de Dios se establezca con poder.
The kingdom of God will be established with power.
Quiero que mientras yo estoy predicando,
while I'm preaching,
a 50 millas a la redonda empiecen a ocurrir milagros.
50 miles from this place, miracles are going to happen.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Quiero que mientras yo estoy predicando,
while I'm preaching,
el tiempo y la atmósfera cambien.
The times and the atmosphere will be changed.
Quiero que mientras yo estoy predicando,
while I'm preaching,
el fuego del Espíritu de Dios venga sobre su vida.
The fire of the Holy Spirit will come over your lives.
Quiero que mientras yo estoy predicando,
while I'm preaching,
Dios hable a tu corazón.
God will be speaking to your heart
y a tu familia.
And to your families.
Hoy quiero más que una predicación,
more than a sermon today, more than a preaching,
es una instrucción profética.
I want to give you a prophetic instruction
para la iglesia de Oklahoma en los Estados Unidos,
for the church in Oklahoma in the United States of America.
Jesús dijo en el libro de Mateo capítulo 7 verso 7.
Jesus said in Matthew 7 verse 7.
Dijo, pedid y se os dará.
He said, ask and you will receive.
Buscad y hallaréis.
Seek and you will find.
Llamad y se os abrirá.
Knock and the door will be open to you.
¿Quién de ustedes, si su hijo le pide un pan, le dará una piedra?
For everyone who asks will receive, and anyone who seeks will find. And the door will be open to those who knock.
¿Quién de ustedes, si su hijo le pide un pescado, le dará una serpiente?
Will any of you who are fathers give your son a stone when he asks for bread, or will you give him a snake when he asks for a fish?
Pues si ustedes, siendo malos, saben dar buenas cosas a sus hijos, ¿cuánto más vuestro Padre Celestial?
As bad as you are, you know how to give good things to your children. How much more then will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him?
Que dentro del pensamiento profético de Dios,
I want to tell you that in God's prophetic mind,
está el sueño de que tú pidas cosas buenas.
He has a dream for you to ask from him good things.
No está mal que tú quieras recibir cosas buenas.
So it's not a bad thing for you to want to receive good things from him.
Porque Dios siempre ha anhelado darte cosas buenas.
Because God always wanted to give you good things.
Pero hay cosas buenas que pueden quedarse toda la vida en ti, pero nunca van a satisfacer tu necesidad.
But there are also good things that you can have, but they may not fill your heart because there are just things.
Pero hay algo que sí puede satisfacer su necesidad.
But there is something that will bring satisfaction to your life.
Y Moisés dijo una palabra.
And Moses said one time.
Yo sé que tú me vas a dar un ángel para que me acompañe.
I know that you will give me an angel to be with me.
Yo sé que tú estás conmigo.
I know that you are with me.
Pero yo no quiero un nombre ni un ángel. Yo quiero a ti, te quiero a ti mismo en persona en mi vida.
But I don't want a name and I don't want an angel. I want you with me.
Porque tú necesitas al Espíritu Santo en tu vida.
Because you need the Holy Spirit in your life.
Tú necesitas a Dios en tu vida.
You need God in your life.
El Señor Jesús dijo, pídame.
Jesus said, ask me.
Y lo que ustedes me pidan, yo se los voy a dar.
And whatever you want, I will give it to you.
Ahora me llama la atención.
Now this brings my attention.
Que no es la misma lectura la que dice el libro de Lucas.
That Luke says something different.
Lucas dice algo que me llamó a mí la atención.
And the book of Luke says something different.
En Lucas capítulo 11,
Luke chapter 11,
dice exactamente lo mismo, solamente que hay dos cosas diferentes.
It says almost the same, but there are two things that are different.
Léelo por favor.
And we're going to read it.
Y vamos a ver qué diferencia hay entre Mateo y Lucas.
And we'll see the difference between Matthew and Luke.
Mateo dice cosas buenas.
In Matthew he says good things.
Yo le voy a dar cosas buenas. Lucas capítulo 11 versículo 9, si no estoy mal.
I think it's Luke chapter
creo, yo no me sé
11 verse 9. I think it's there. I don't know all the Bible, he says. And so I say to you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For those who ask will receive, and those who seek will find, and the door will be opened to anyone who knocks. Will any of you who are fathers give your son a snake when he asks for fish? Or will you give him a scorpion when he asks for an egg?
Eso no lo dice Mateo.
That doesn't, you know, it's not in Matthew.
Mateo no habla del escorpión.
He doesn't speak about the scorpion.
No habla de eso.
He doesn't speak about that.
Pero dice, si su hijo le pide un huevo, no le va a dar un escorpión.
And he says, you know, if a son of you asks you for an egg, you won't give him an scorpion.
Entonces hay tres cosas ahí.
So there are three things different here.
Pan.
Bread.
Pescado.
Fish.
Y huevo.
An egg.
Proteína.
Protein.
Y después dice pan.
And then it says bread.
Pan, pescado,
fish,
huevo,
egg.
Es lo elemental para que tú vivas.
It's what you need for you to live.
Está diciendo es todo lo que tú necesites para vivir el día te lo voy a dar.
So what he's saying is everything you need For you to live, I will give it to you.
Necesitas comida, yo te la doy hoy.
You need food, I will give it to you.
Necesitas un techo, yo te lo doy hoy.
You need some place to live, I will give it to you.
Necesitas un carro, yo te lo doy.
You need a car, I will give it to you.
Lo que tú quieras, yo te lo doy.
Whatever you need, I will give it to you.
¿Quieres sanidad?
You want healing,
yo te la doy.
I will give it to you.
Yo soy tu sanador.
I am your healer.
Yo soy tu salvador.
I am your savior.
Yo soy tu proveedor.
I am your provider.
Pero hay algo más.
But there's something else.
Léelo, por favor.
We're going to read it.
Mateo dice que dará cosas buenas.
Matthew says, you know, that he will give us good things.
Pero Lucas no dice eso.
But Luke says, how much more then will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him.
Amen.
Amen.
Repítalo, repítalo.
So how much more then will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
¿Hay algo que va a superar el carro?
There is something that is better than a car.
¿Hay algo que va a superar el negocio?
There is something better than a business.
¿Hay algo que va a superar a tu esposo,
there
tu esposa,
something
tus
better
hijos?
Than your husband, your wife, and your children.
Y es el Espíritu Santo.
And that's the Holy Spirit.
El Espíritu Santo.
The Holy Spirit.
¿Tú quieres al Espíritu Santo?
And you, do you want the Holy Spirit?
¿Tú quieres al Espíritu Santo?
Do you want the Holy Spirit?
Si tú quieres al Espíritu Santo.
If you want the Holy Spirit,
pídalo.
Ask him for the Holy Spirit.
Pídalo.
Ask him for it.
Él está aquí.
He is here.
Pídelo.
Ask him for it.
Todo mundo viene y me dice a mí.
Everybody tells me.
Yo quiero tener lo que tú tienes.
I want to have what you have.
Y yo le digo, pídelo.
And I tell them all the time, ask him for that.
Pero quiero un carro. Bueno, quédate con el carro.
I want a car. Okay, just keep the car.
La pregunta es, ¿por qué él dice que pida al Espíritu Santo?
The question is why he says to ask for the Holy Spirit.
Porque el carro nunca dará Espíritu Santo.
Because the car will never give you the Holy Spirit.
Pero el Espíritu Santo dará carro.
But the Holy Spirit can give you a car.
La casa.
The house
no me da el Espíritu Santo.
Will never be able to give me the Holy Spirit.
El negocio,
the business
no me da el Espíritu Santo.
Can't give me the Holy Spirit.
Pero el Espíritu Santo,
but the Holy Spirit
sí me da una casa, un negocio, me da un trabajo.
He can give me a house, a business, and a job.
Necesitas al Espíritu Santo.
And you need the Holy Spirit.
El Espíritu Santo no es algo.
The Holy Spirit is not something.
El Espíritu Santo no es algo.
It's not something.
El Espíritu Santo no es una cosa.
It's not a thing.
El Espíritu Santo es alguien.
The Holy Spirit is someone.
Es alguien.
He is someone.
Es una persona.
He's a person.
Está aquí.
And he's here.
Y yo respeto la presencia del Espíritu Santo.
And I respect the presence of the Holy Spirit.
¿Sabe por qué Dios está trayendo a un colombiano a hablarles de esto?
You know why God is bringing you a Colombian to speak to you about this?
Porque ustedes sembraron en América Latina.
Because you sowed years back in Latin America.
Porque el pueblo americano,
because the American people,
enseñó esto en América Latina,
taught all of this in our countries in Latin America,
y nosotros lo creímos,
and we believe that.
Ahora a ustedes se les olvidó,
and now you forgot about that,
y hemos venido a recordárselo,
and now we came here just to remind you.
No, yo no vengo a hablarles nada nuevo.
I'm not here to tell you something new.
Nada nuevo.
Nothing new.
Eso lo enseñaron muchos misioneros en América Latina.
Many missionaries came to our countries to teach all of this.
Misioneros que dejaron empresa.
Missionaries that left business.
Dejaron carros.
They left cars.
Dejaron casas.
They left houses.
Y fueron a América Latina.
And they went to Latin America.
Y dejaron su vida.
And they gave their lives
para que el evangelio llegara.
So the gospel could come to our countries.
Yo soy la cosecha de esa gente.
I am the harvest of all of them.
Yo soy la cosecha.
I am the harvest.
Ahora la cosecha viene.
And now the harvest is coming to you.
A decirles.
To tell 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 you.
Regresen.
Come back.
Regresa.
Come back.
Ya el Espíritu Santo me habló.
The Holy Spirit spoke to me.
Listen. This is. Son. Listen. This is on. Close the eyes, please.
Cuando tú estabas en el vientre de tu madre.
When you were in your mother's womb.
Cuando estabas en el vientre de tu madre.
When you were in your mother's womb.
Tu abuelo cantaba esa canción.
Your grandfather used to sing that song.
En Boston, Baston Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
Regresa.
Go back.
Pueblo.
People.
Regresa al Espíritu Santo.
Go back to the Holy Spirit.
Regresa al Espíritu Santo.
Go back to the Holy Spirit.
Regresen.
Let's go back to the Holy Spirit.
Regresen al Espíritu Santo.
Let's go back to the Holy Spirit.
Regresen.
Let's go back.
Regresen.
Let's go back.
Come back.
Let's go back.
Regresen.
Let's go back.
Ahí.
Right there.
Ahí.
Right there.
Voy a decirte algo.
I'm going to tell you something.
Escucha esto.
Listen to this, please.
Es posible.
It is possible.
Que un error.
That a mistake.
Es posible.
It is possible.
Que un fracaso.
That a failure.
Es posible.
It is possible.
Que una debilidad.
That a weakness.
Derribe a un gran hombre de Dios.
Can bring a man of God. Can put him down.
Pero es imposible.
But it is impossible.
Pero es imposible.
It is impossible.
Que ese hombre de Dios se quede en el piso.
That man of God will remain in the floor.
Porque la grandeza del Dios que la llamó,
because the
lo
greatness
levantará.
Of the God who called him will lift him up once again.
Viene restitución.
Restitution is coming.
Viene restitución.
Restitution is coming.
Regresa al Espíritu Santo.
Go back to the Holy Spirit.
Regresa al Espíritu
Go
Santo.
Go back to the Holy Spirit.
¿Cuándo?
When?
¿Cuándo nos perdimos?
When we lost you.
¿Cuándo?
When?
Cuando dejamos de admirar su presencia.
When we stop admiring his presence.
¿Cuándo?
When?
¿Cuándo?
When?
¿Cuándo?
When?
Cuando dejamos de amarlo.
When we stop loving him.
¿Cuándo? ¿Cuándo?
When?
El Espíritu Santo.
The Holy Spirit.
Se volvió un punto en el programa.
When the Holy Spirit was just another, it was just part of our schedule, of our agenda.
Cuando el Espíritu Santo.
When the Holy Spirit.
Se volvió.
Was.
Un invitado más.
Just another person.
Cuando el Espíritu Santo,
when the Holy Spirit,
se convirtió en un extraño,
became just an stranger.
Piensa esto.
A stranger. Think about this.
Apocalipsis 3:20 dice.
Revelation 3:20 says.
He aquí, yo estoy a la puerta y llamo.
I am here at the door and I am knocking.
Alguien está tocando la puerta.
Someone is knocking at the door.
Alguien está tocando la puerta.
Someone is knocking at the door.
La pregunta que yo tengo.
So the question that I have.
Si Jesús está afuera.
Is if Jesus is outside.
Tocando la puerta.
Knocking the door.
¿Quién está adentro ministrando?
Who is inside ministering?
No tengo que repetirlo.
I think I need to repeat this.
Si Jesús está afuera.
If Jesus is outside.
Le está hablando a la iglesia, no le está hablando al mundo.
That verse, you know, he's talking to the church, not to the world.
Si Jesús está afuera.
So if Jesus is outside.
Tocando la puerta.
Knocking the door.
¿Quién está poniendo las manos sobre la gente?
Who is laying hands on people?
¿Cuánto hace que tú no te quebrantas ante su presencia?
How long ago you don't cry in his presence?
Hace 35 años.
35 years ago.
Yo conozco a Jesús.
That I have 35 years knowing Jesus.
¿Sabe cómo íbamos a la iglesia?
You know how we used to go to church?
Llevábamos cuatro cosas.
We used to carry four things.
Llevábamos la Biblia.
We had the Bible.
Llevábamos el himnario de fe y alabanza.
We used to carry, you know, that book with all the hymns. Hymnal.
Llevábamos un pañuelo.
We had a handkerchief.
Porque llorábamos.
Because we used to cry a lot.
Porque desde que entrábamos.
Because, you know, as soon as we get in.
Caíamos en la presencia.
In the sanctuary we were just, you know, being in the presence of the Holy Spirit.
¿Y sabe qué llevábamos más?
And you know what else?
Una pandereta.
A tambourine.
¿Cuánto nos tocó ese tiempo?
How many of you lived in those days?
¿Cuánto nos tocó ese tiempo? Bill, ¿recuerdas?
Pastor Bill, do you remember?
Danny.
Pastor Danny. Yeah. Él tenía una pandereta.
¿Tenías tu pandereta?
Did you have a tambourine?
Yes.
Yes.
Yo también tenía mi pandereta.
I have mine too. Yeah. Todavía la puedo tocar, dice. Yeah.
Hoy en día.
But today.
Dios me está hablando a mí.
God is speaking to me.
Yo siento el Espíritu de Dios aquí en este lugar.
I feel the Spirit of God in this place.
Está ahí.
He's here.
Está diciéndote.
And he's telling you.
Dame tu carga.
Give me all your burdens.
Dame tu problema.
Give me your problems.
Yo te quiero ayudar.
I want to help you.
No necesitas luchar más con tu casa.
You don't need to fight anymore with your own strength in your house.
Yo quiero arreglar eso.
I want to fix those problems.
El Espíritu Santo está aquí.
The Holy Spirit is here.
¿Tú lo quieres?
Do you want it?
¿Tú lo quieres?
Do you want it?
¿Tú lo quieres?
Do you want it?
Escuche.
Listen.
Yo no vine a entretenerlos.
I'm not here to entertain you.
Yo vine a entrenarlos.
I'm here to train you.
Cuando Jesús llegaba a un lugar,
when Jesus used to go to a place,
entraba,
he used to go
ciego,
he will tell to the blind,
ve,
be healed,
mudo,
you,
habla,
speak,
Paralítico.
The lame.
Levántate.
Raise up.
Y después de que tenía todo el mundo así.
And then after he had everybody, you know, after he had their attention.
Ahora decía, el reino de los cielos se ha acercado.
The kingdom of God just came.
Yo no vine a presentarles un show.
I'm not here to give you a show.
Profético.
A prophetic show.
Para que digan, wow.
So you will say, wow.
Qué poderoso ese hombre.
Powerful. That man is powerful.
Yo solo lo quiero a él.
I just want him.
Yo lo quiero a él.
I want him.
Él es el importante.
He is the important one.
Él es el importante.
He is the important one.
Él.
He.
Nadie más.
Nobody else.
Yo veo un avivamiento.
I see a revival.
En Oklahoma.
In Oklahoma.
Veo un avivamiento en Tulsa.
I see a revival in Tulsa.
Veo las gentes tiradas al piso llorando.
I see people laying on the floor just
levantando
crying,
sus manos y volviéndose a Dios.
And coming back to God.
Veo jóvenes en las calles.
I see young people in the streets.
Diciendo Espíritu Santo.
Saying Holy Spirit.
Espíritu Santo.
Holy Spirit.
Ven sobre.
Come over my life.
Hay un lugar donde tú puedes dejar esa carga.
There is a place where you can bring all your problems.
Y es el altar.
And that place is the altar.
Mi corazón. Tienes hambre por su presencia.
If you are hungry for his presence,
te estoy esperando al frente.
I'm waiting for you here at the altar.
Pídelo.
Tell him.
Pídelo.
Tell him. Ask him for.
Pídelo.
Ask for the Holy Spirit.
Pídele al Espíritu Santo.
Ask for the Holy Spirit.
No te vayas de este lugar.
Don't leave this place.
Sin el Espíritu Santo.
Without the Holy Spirit.
Pídelo.
Ask for the Holy Spirit.
Dígale, Señor.
Tell him, Lord.
Espíritu Santo, te amo.
Holy Spirit, I love you.
Espíritu Santo, te amo.
Holy Spirit, I love you.
Aquí está mi casa.
Here is my house.
No he podido cambiar.
I haven't been able to change.
Quiero
my
cambiar,
house.
Pero no puedo.
I want to change, but I haven't been able to change.
Cámbiame tú.
You change me.
Espíritu Santo.
Holy Spirit.
Cámbiame.
Change my life.
Cámbiame.
Change my life.
Espíritu Santo.
Holy Spirit,
cámbiame.
Change my life.
Shata ramarababa sata rabaraba sato robaraba. Ramaramama sheto kotoro barramaraba sata rabaka. Cheto robaraba sata rabasa. Te amo, Espíritu Santo. I love you. I love you, Jesus. I love you. I love you, my Father. I love you, Holy Spirit.
My soul, my Savior, God to me.
Llénate del Espíritu Santo.
Be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Y tu casa va a cambiar.
And your house will be changed.
Llénate del Espíritu Santo.
Be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Y tus hijos van a cambiar.
And your children will be changed.
Llénate del Espíritu Santo.
Be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Y tu familia va a cambiar.
And your family will be changed.
Llénate del Espíritu Santo.
Be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Y la universidad va a cambiar.
And the university is going to be changed.
Llénate del Espíritu Santo.
Be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Y tu ministerio va a cambiar.
And your ministry will be changed.
Llénate del Espíritu Santo.
Be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Y todo va a cambiar.
And everything is going to change.
Llénate del Espíritu
Santo. Be filled with the Holy Spirit.
My soul, my Savior God, to How great thou art. How great thou art.
Pastor Denny, Pastor Bill.
This is Pastor my Denny, Pastor soul, Bill. My
Savior. If you can. Please come, Pastor. He wants you to pray. And Pastor Bill as well.
God, we choose to be all over this tonight. God, we choose you. God, we earnestly desire spiritual gifts. God, I thank you for everything you're doing in this place right here and right now. God, I thank you for your presence that's invaded our lives. God, that we stop going through the motions. God, that we live before you. God, thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us. God, thank you for the visitation of the Holy Spirit that's come into our lives today. If you're here and you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, the Bible says to be being filled. If you're here and you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit, never prayed in an unknown tongue, let's all begin to pray now. I don't need you to yell or scream. I don't need you to shout. I just, in a regular conversational tone of voice, just pray in the Spirit. Someone around you, it's going to bless them. You know what? It's going to encourage them to help them to break through and do it. Just begin to pray in the Spirit now. God, I thank you for your provision to heal. God, I thank you there's healing in our hands and there's salvation on our lips. God, we bless the name of Jesus, the wonderful name of Jesus. At the end of the day, we've got the Holy Spirit. God, thank you for that gift of the Holy Spirit, God, that you've given our lives. Rondele de bokose, le de keste de bokoste, hoste ke de bokosandara bokoste, hariale de bokosti kara haladiste da bokosti, rondele de bokosatara bokoste. There's a miracle here for you tonight. There's a miracle here for you tonight. Wells produce water. Wells produce water. There's a miracle in here for you tonight. Wells produce water. Wells produce water. Shota rabokosandara bokoste. Hariale de bokosti kara haladista. Rondele de bokosatara bokostele de kista. Hariale de bokosti kara haladista rabokosti. Rondele de bokosatara bokoste. Don't be weary in well doing, for in due season. Don't get weary.
Jordan and Danny.
Yeah.
Who is?
Jordan and Danny.
Oh, okay. I say that. Jordan and Danny. Espíritu Santo me dice hoy.
The Holy Spirit tells me today.
Que hay un proyecto que ustedes tienen.
There's a project that you have.
Y va a ser una realidad.
And that will be a reality. It will become a reality.
2020 va a haber una producción.
And the year 2020, you will have like a production.
Y me dice el Señor.
And God tells me.
Sí.
Yes.
Te voy a bendecir.
I'm going to bless you.
Voy a bendecir tu casa.
I'm going to bless your house.
Voy a bendecir tu casa.
I'm going to bless your house.
Voy a bendecir tu vida.
I'm going to bless your life.
Levante su mano, levante su
mano. Raise your hands, please. Raise your hands.
Cuando tú me adores.
When you worship me.
Cuando tú me adores.
When you worship me.
Mi presencia vendrá sobre ti.
My presence will come over you.
Y habrá sanidad.
And there will be healing.
Carusi, Carusi, the island. Somal, Somola. Es Somola, Somola o Somola. Samoa.
Samoa.
Hay una, qué tremendo, porque es una isla, pero veo una montaña.
It's an island, but I see a mountain.
En la montaña.
In the mountain.
Veo un lugar.
I see a place.
Y veo donde tú caminas, corres.
And I see you like walking or running.
Y decía, Señor.
And you're saying, Lord.
Yo quiero servirte.
I want to serve you.
Yo quiero servirte.
I want to serve you.
Ustedes vienen de una línea ministerial.
You come from a ministry.
Pastores.
Pastors.
Tú una unción pastoral.
There's a pastoral anointing on you.
Y tú me vas a servir.
And you will serve me.
Y tú me vas a servir.
And you will serve me as well.
Tú me vas a servir.
And you will serve me.
¿Alguien necesita alguna por ahí?
Somebody needs one of those. I have a strong call for your life. Something big.
Todas las mujeres que están aquí, todos los hombres que están aquí, el Señor está sanando en este momento.
God is healing right now here.
Hay una sanidad muy fuerte.
Healing, healing, healing.
Estoy viendo una mujer que está siendo sana.
I see a lady that has been healed right now.
No está aquí.
She's not here.
Pero el Señor la está sanando.
But God is healing her.
La está sanando.
God is healing her. Who else is with you? I prayed for you last night, right? Yes, we prayed for him.
Hay una mujer que está siendo sana.
There is a lady that has been healed.
Cuando pon tu mano así.
Put your hand like this.
Cuando llegues a casa,
when you go back home,
vas a poner tus manos,
you're going to lay hands on her,
y habrá sanidad,
and there will be healing. Do it again. Let's do it again.
But you have never failed me.
Hay una sanidad para ti.
There's a healing for you as well. Raise your hands.
Waiting for change to come. Knowing the battle's won.
Levanta su mano, levanta su mano.
Raise your hands, raise your hands.
For you have never failed me yet.
Hay un fuego ahí.
There is a fire of God right there. All the ushers, we're going to need your help.
Hay un fuego ahí.
There's a fire.
Recibe.
Receive it. Receive it.
In your hand, this is my confidence. You never fail me, yeah.
Todo el equipo.
All the worship team.
I know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again.
Yo te llamé.
I call you.
Tú me servirás.
You will serve me.
Unco tu vida.
I anoint your life.
Abro tus oídos espirituales.
I open your spiritual ears.
Fuego.
Fire.
Fuego.
Fire.
Fuego.
Fire.
Fuego.
Fire.
Fuego!
Fire!
You move the mountains, and I believe I see you do it again. You made a way where there was no way, and I believe I see you do it again. I see you move the mountains.
Allá están sucediendo milagros. Allá están sucediendo milagros en esta hora. Hay milagros de sanidad en esta hora. Hay un hombre que está siendo sano. Hay un José allá atrás.
I see a someone named José back
there. El Señor está sanándolo en esta hora.
And God is making a miracle right now.
Joseph.
Or Joseph.
Todd. Y hay un Todd también sano en esta hora.
And Todd. And God is healing you.
Shatarabarababa. Hay sanidad en esta hora.
Healing right now. Do it again.
Mayo, para mayo.
May, the month of May.
¿Alguien quiere tomar esta palabra profética?
Someone else needs to take this word.
Tu casa.
Your house.
Toda tu casa.
All your house.
Párate aquí, párate aquí. Párate aquí.
Come here, please.
Párate ahí.
Stand right there.
¿Estás asistiendo aquí a la iglesia?
Is this your church?
¿Tú también?
Come here, please.
¿Estás sirviendo en la iglesia?
You're serving here? What do? The worship. Sí.
Aquí es donde yo me quito el saco.
This is what I take. This is what I take my coat of.
Juan.
conoces.
You know them.
Sí.
Dios me dice.
God tells me.
Que por tú servirme.
Because you are serving me.
¿Te sabes esa canción?
Do you know that song?
¿Tocas guitarra?
Yo sé que tú mueves montañas, lo puedo ver. Sé que lo harás otra vez. Moviste el mar en el desierto, lo puedo ver. Sé que lo harás otra vez. Confiaré, en ti confiaré, tu presencia y eres fiel, tú eres fiel.
Ahora bien, como dices esa palabra, como dijiste esa palabra,
because you said those words,
el deseo que hay en tu corazón,
the desire that is in your heart,
que tú tu casa le sirva al Señor.
The desire in your heart is for your house to serve the Lord.
Dijiste mayo.
And you said the month of May.
Mayo empieza con M.
May starts with the letter M.
Manuel me servirá.
Manuel will serve me.
Tu hermano.
Your brother.
Me servirá.
Will serve me.
Me servirá.
He will serve me.
Él me servirá.
He will serve me.
Y tu hija me adorará.
And your daughter will worship me.
Batería y gritando.
I see you playing the drums.
Abraza a tu hija.
Hug her.
Viene un avivamiento para la iglesia hispana.
There is a revival that is coming for the Spanish church.
Veo un avivamiento.
I see a revival.
Veo un avivamiento.
I see revival.
Ustedes. Ustedes van a ser la iglesia que más ofrende.
You will be the church that brings more offerings to
estoy
this
viendo,
church.
Estoy viendo 10 millonarios que se levantarán en la iglesia hispana.
I see,
y te incluyo a ti.
I see 10 millionaires that will be raised up in the Spanish church, and that includes you as well.
Yo me puse a pensar esto.
I was thinking this.
¿Cuántos queremos un avivamiento?
How many of you want a revival?
¿Cuántos quieren un avivamiento?
How many want revival?
En un solo día.
In one day.
Se van a convertir más de 50,000 personas.
50,000 people will come to the Lord.
Veremos coliseos y estadios arrepentidos ante la presencia del Señor.
We will see coliseums and stadiums just filled with people coming to the Lord.
Veo algo en el Navy Center que Dios va a hacer a través de ti.
I see something in the Navy Center that God is going to do through you.
Viene un avivamiento y Dios te va a usar a ti.
There is a revival that is coming and God is going to use you.
Y veo gente que se va a levantar a financiar el gran avivamiento de los últimos tiempos.
And I see people that will come by your side and will bring resources to put money into the last revival of the end of times.
Anoche el pastor Denny me preguntó.
Last night Pastor Denny asked me something.
¿Qué usted piensa acerca de la venida de Cristo?
He asked me, what do you think about the second coming of Jesus Christ?
Y yo le dije algo.
And I told him something.
No podemos precisar tiempos.
I said, we don't know when.
Pero algo que tengo que estar, estoy claro.
But I have something very clear.
Es que el avivamiento que viene,
is that the revival that is coming,
va a ser un avivamiento financiero.
It's going to be a financial revival.
Donde Dios va a empezar a levantar gente que va a financiar el último avivamiento de América Latina y de Estados Unidos.
God is going to bring money to people in the church, and there are going to be people that are going to help to move into that revival in the United States and Latin America and around the world.
Dios,
God,
Dios,
God,
va a levantar millonarios
he
para
will
él.
Raise up millionaires for his glory.
Escuche,
listen
escuche
to
lo
this.
Que le voy a decir.
Listen what I'm going to tell you.
Millonarios para él.
Millionaires for him.
Porque hay millonarios para el diablo.
Because we have millionaires that are serving the devil.
El diablo ha levantado sus millonarios.
The devil has his millionaires.
Y esos millonarios están invirtiendo en el dolor, en la violencia, en lo inmoral.
And those millionaires are investing in pain, in everything that is against God.
Pero Dios va a levantar millonarios para él.
But God is going to raise up millionaires for his glory.
Que van a traer el mayor avivamiento.
And they will bring the biggest revival ever.
Una sola persona.
One person.
Una sola persona.
Only one person.
Un solo millonario.
One millionaire.
Va a decir,
will say,
yo pago todo el alquiler.
I will pay the
yo
rent.
Yo pago todo el sonido.
I will pay the sound.
Vamos a traer todos los profetas.
Let's bring all the prophets.
Y vamos a sacudir a Oklahoma con el poder del Espíritu
Santo. And let's
shake
Oklahoma by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Uno solo.
Just one man.
Uno solo.
Just one person.
Uno solo va a construir un lugar para 5,000
personas. One person will build a building just for 5,000 people.
Uno solo.
One, only one.
Dios va a levantar millonarios.
God is going to raise up millionaires.
Pregúnteme.
Ask me.
¿Cuánto ha costado esto?
How much this cost?
How much does it cost?
No ha costado mucho.
Not too much.
Ha costado todo.
It cost me everything.
Todo.
Everything.
Yo no le he negado nada a Dios.
I never denied nothing to God.
Nada.
Never.
Nada.
Nothing.
Nada.
Nothing.
Vengo de un país.
I come from a country.
Donde está convulsionado.
That right now they're having so many problems.
Pero yo no le he negado nada.
But I never deny nothing to God.
Todo es de él.
Everything belongs to him.
Todo es de él.
Everything belongs to him.
Pregúnteme.
Ask me.
¿Dónde lo aprendió?
Where did you learn that?
¿Dónde lo aprendió?
Where did you learn that?
Where did you learn that?
De los primeros misioneros que vinieron de Estados Unidos.
From the first missionaries that came to my country from the United States.
Bill.
Pastor Bill.
Misioneros.
Missionaries.
Que jugaron fútbol, soccer, con la cabeza de ellos.
Missionaries that they were killed and the people who killed them played soccer with their heads.
Y no les importó.
And they didn't care.
Dar todo.
They gave everything.
Para el avivamiento.
For the revival.
Yo no le voy a negar nada a mi Señor.
I am not going to deny nothing to my Lord.
Llevo más de 35 años.
I've been doing this for 35 years.
Sirviéndole a mi Señor.
I've been serving my God.
Le entregué mi juventud.
I gave him my young years.
Todo.
I gave him everything.
Todo.
I gave him everything.
Jóvenes.
Listen to me, young people that are here.
Dios los está llamando.
God is calling you.
A que le sirvan.
He's calling you to serve him.
Dios los está llamando.
God is calling you.
Todo.
Give everything.
Por eso es que Dios va a traer un avivamiento.
That's why God is bringing a revival.
Porque tú lo anhelas.
Because you don't deny him nothing.
Tú lo deseas.
You desire him.
Fue el deseo de tu padre también.
That was the desire of your father as well.
Lo anhelas.
You want it.
Y yo te lo voy a dar.
And I'm going to give it to you.
Este lugar,
this place,
va a quedar pequeño.
It will be a small.
para el avivamiento
for
que
the
Dios
revival that God is going to do here.
Quiero que hoy haga algo.
I want you to do something tonight.
Vas a poner una ofrenda hoy.
I want you to bring an offering tonight.
En el altar.
And I want you to bring it to the altar.
Por favor.
Please.
Por favor.
Please.
No des lo peor.
Don't give just another offering.
Diga conmigo, mi semilla.
Say with me, my seed.
Por mi avivamiento.
I'm going to give my seed for my revival.
Por mi casa.
For my house.
Por mi familia.
For my family.
Por mi negocio.
For my business.
Por Oklahoma.
For Oklahoma.
Por Tulsa.
For Tulsa.
Por México.
For Mexico.
Por México.
For Mexico.
Por Colombia. Por El Salvador.
Colombia, for El Salvador.
Por América Latina.
For Latin America.
Por Estados Unidos.
For United States.
Yo quiero un avivamiento.
I want to see revival.
Yo quiero un avivamiento.
I want revival.
Si tú lo quieres,
if you want it,
Jesús dijo,
Jesus said,
yo se los doy.
I will give it to you.
Tómenlo.
Here, take it.
Los sobres.
We need envelopes.
Quiero que ese dinero,
that money,
sea para la iglesia.
That money is for the church.
Para la iglesia.
It's for this church.
Bendiga.
So bless your church.
Corra y ponga su semilla.
So run and take your seed.
Pon tu semilla.
Bring your seed now.
Y traeré un avivamiento a tu casa.
And I will bring revival to your house.
Y todo el dolor.
And all the pain.
Hoy se termina.
It's gone tonight.
Y hay algo nuevo que comienza.
And there is something new.
Sobre tu casa.
Something new over your house.
Diga, estoy ungido.
Say with me, I am blessed.
Sano,
I am healthy,
y bendecido,
and I am blessed.
Dígalo fuerte.
Say it loud. I am blessed. I am healthy.
Y bendecido.
And I am blessed.
Ungido, sano, y bendecido.
Anointed, blessed, and healthy.
No te escucho. Diga, estoy ungido.
I can hear you. I'm anointed.
Sano.
I am with good health,
y bendecido,
and I am blessed.
Estoy ungido.
I am anointed.
Sano.
I am in good health,
y bendecido,
and I am blessed.
Será el año donde tu corazón se va a volver a enamorar.
2020 is going to be the year that you will fall in love with God again.
¿Con quién estás?
Who else is with you?
¿Qué es ella? Una vez te engañaron.
One time they hurt you.
Te defraudaron.
And you felt that you were betrayed.
Y tú no quisiste volver a enamorarte.
And you didn't want to fall in love again.
Y cerraste tus puertas.
And you closed all the doors.
Y te refugiaste en tu hija.
And you just took care of your daughter.
Pero Dios me dice,
but God tells me,
tengo un hijo mío,
I have a son of mine,
que te va a amar,
and he will love you,
te va a respetar,
and he will respect
te
you,
va a cuidar,
and he will take care of you,
y te va a bendecir,
and he will bless you.
Healing. Y veo Vino el Johnson, vino Johnson. Johnson.
Sí, ese fue el primero que vino.
Sí,
sí, sí, sí, sí, una mujer.
Es que tú asistes aquí.
Is this your church?
Yes.
Yes.
¿Y asistes a la iglesia hispana?
You come to the Spanish church or the American
Catherine,
church?
Catherine, Kairi. Kairi.
Kairi.
Kairi, ¿quién es?
Kairi soy yo.
That's me.
Tú me servirás.
You will serve me.
Cientos de jóvenes vendrán a ti.
Hundreds of youth will come to me.
Y cuando tú me adores,
and when you worship me,
la unción vendrá sobre tu casa.
The anointing will be over your house.
Te amo, hija.
I love you, daughter.
Shokoto roma sheto roba satarabaka. Stacy. Please, healing. J-A-I-R-Y. J-A-I-R-I.
Heidi.
Ese es su nombre.
That's your name.
Estoy viendo que llevas 5 años en una lucha.
I see you've been struggling for 5 years.
Y estás cansada.
And you are tired.
Y hay momentos en que el enemigo ha puesto en tu cabeza de querer acabar contigo y salir corriendo.
And the enemy wanted to bring thoughts to your mind saying it's over. I'm going to destroy
you. Por el poder del Espíritu.
But tonight by the power of the Spirit.
Cancelo.
I cancel.
Espíritu de suicidio.
Every suicidal
thought.
It's gone.
Suéltala.
Leave her alone.
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 Pray.
Pray for her.
Shato romare me meshto robara. Ya me tengo que ya paramos ahí.
No, no me preguntan por qué estoy así.
Diga, estoy ungido.
Say with me, I'm anointed.
Sano.
I am in good health.
Y bendecido.
And I am blessed.
Estoy ungido.
I am anointed.
Sano.
I am in good health.
Y bendecido.
And I am blessed.
Pastor, gracias por este tiempo.
Pastor Bill, thank you for this time.
Quiero,
come, Pastor.
Los amo.
We love you.
I love you.
Thank you.
As you go, preach.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Guts Church, visit our website at gutschurch.com.